As an undergraduate at the University of Colorado, Nikki Stang studied psychology and did some counseling for a suicide hotline. The experience served her well several years later after she had gotten interested in computers. She is now in her mid-30s and works for a Silicon Valley firm called DriveSavers that retrieves data from damaged disks, hard and floppy, after disaster has struck a computer. 9 times out of 10, she says, the information can be salvaged. The rest of the time, it is Nikki Stang's job as a data crisis counselor to deliver the bad news.
People's lives can be on the line when they're data is lost. Certainly, it can be a life-changing event for them to lose their data. Some people have called and said that, you know, if we don't get the data back, they may lose their job. That's certainly a life-changing event.
Can you describe for us some of the cases that have come your way?
Sure. I believe it was a couple weeks ago, a writer came in, and she had 8 years of work on a single floppy. It was her only copy, and it wasn't working anymore. She really didn't know that much about computers, had never heard of backing up or making a copy. And so she came to us, walking in the door. She was looking sort of ghost-like. I mean, she was visibly shaking with the idea of losing 8 years of work.
Mm-hmm.
I took her. We have a show area in the company where we have on display the damaged drives that we've been able to recover data from. When I showed her the fire burnt drives, the crushed drives, the drives that had been underwater, and she saw what we had been able to recover data from, that really helped to ease her mind.
And I suppose it's very important at that moment to avoid saying or doing anything that might be heard or perceived to be the equivalent of, what dummy, you didn't back up your disk.
I would never say that to anyone. They already know that, and they're feeling very guilty for not backing up.
In the case of the writer whose floppy disk had all those years of writing, how well did you do, and how well did the company do in retrieving what was on the disk?
She was very pleased with what we got back for her. I believe it was a perfect recovery.
You've told me about what happens so far in the vast majority of cases where you're able to succeed in retrieving what was on the disk. But mm-hmm. there are those, you say, 10% of cases where, I assume even after giving it a good try and your technicians working as best they can, something's lost. What do you do in those cases?
In those sorts of cases, when data's not recoverable, we really break the news to them very gently. We'll let the customers know that every attempt was made to recover the data. We'll let them know in detail the problem in terms of recovery, why it was not recoverable.
I really do feel like you're a guest on What's My Line with your job. This is, do you know other people who do the same kind of work? Are you unique, do you think? Or have you met other people who report to customers the fate of their imperiled hard drives?
I don't know of anybody else who does this. It is sort of a unique combination of skills, having high tech knowledge and counseling techniques available. I can certainly empathize with people in their data loss situations.
Nikki Stang, data crisis counselor, spoke to us from Novato, California.